My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. There's Boris Brat conducting Symphony Nova Scotia here on a Monday afternoon. He's one of the most internationally recognized Canadian conductors, having performed on stages around the world, including Carnegie Hall and Covent Garden. He's also a recipient of the Order of Canada. His passion is to help new or young audiences find classical music. His Brat Music Festival debuted in 1988, and it's now in its 32nd season. Based in Hamilton, it is the largest nonprofit orchestral music festival in Canada, and the only festival with a full-time professional orchestra in residence. It features world-class soloists and a mix of orchestral, chamber, jazz, pops, opera, and education concerts at various venues across southern Ontario. This year's next performance features a heavy dose of Gershwin at the Burlington Centre for the Arts. That's this Thursday.
It's my pleasure to welcome back Boris Brat to the Classical FM studios. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. With that introduction, I don't have to say a word. It's all done. All I have to do is give you our website and our phone number, and I can leave.
I love it. Something we were talking about as you walked down the hall with me is that maybe this was a seasonal event at some point, but you really have expanded to more or less the whole year round, which
well,
is great.
Thanks to opera and education, really. We are eager to fill gaps in the schedule in Hamilton. Hamilton has a beautiful auditorium in what is called First Ontario.
Yeah,
now,
I've been
I
there.
Have difficulty with this name because there are so many First Ontario
there
concert
are.
Halls.
That's true.
It gets confusing. And I helped build that place and helped design that place with Trevor Garwood-Jones. In fact, I came to Hamilton because of the building of the theater. And we have a unique space that really can accommodate almost any kind of staged event, from electronic through to acoustical, because the reverberation, the echo time, if you will, is fully adjustable. And we have two stages, one behind the other. So it's a really unusual building. And it's perfect for all kinds of music, and especially for opera.
And as a programmer and a music lover and somebody who's performed so often, you've got to be a kid in a candy store when you have that type of situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to make use of it. At one time, at what I call the heyday of Hamilton, we had more subscribers than the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So it's
hard to believe.
It's changed, you know, and it's constantly evolving. And today there's so many choices for people. So every single item that we program, every single concert has to be special. And that's something we can't depend on a season in the way that you could when you were running symphony concerts.
That's fair.
The idea of subscription is just gone.
32 years, we know one of your core values is high artistic standard, and you've certainly sounds like you've got the right venue for that. What was your motivation to do all this when you got started in 1988?
Well, again, it's, you know, all of these things are often a fluke.
Right.
The mayor of the city asked me whether we could do a couple of weekends in the summer because they had some important visitors. I believe one was a royal.
Things have changed since a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, but this particular mayor Robert Mora, was himself a pianist and organist and loved music, and so he wanted some musical events, and we programmed those events, and that was year one, and they were successful, and we were also running a series of concerts in Toronto at Ontario Place called Ontario Place Pops, so we had an orchestra in a sense there. And it just seemed to fill a vacuum. There was nothing going on in Hamilton in the summers, so it expanded. And then very quickly, the National Academy Orchestra idea was born because I was conductor of three different orchestras in Canada, the Symphony Nova Scotia and the CBC Winnipeg Orchestra and the Hamilton Philharmonic at that particular point. And we saw that people who applied for these jobs, inevitably the jobs ended up in the hands of non-Canadians, let's put it that way, because there simply wasn't the facility to train people adequately to immediately fulfill a position. And we produce a great many fabulous musicians in this country from coast to coast. And roughly, I would say, We interview between 200 and 300 musicians every year for 50 spots. So that's quite a lot.
What is satisfying for you personally? I think you just spoke to it a little bit, but when you look at the roster, you look at the concerts, now the year-round slots, what really is resonating with you as somebody who got this started all those years ago?
Well, what resonates with me is the consistently rising standard of these performances and of the performers. In the case of opera, that we can have an opera program that really brings the best young emerging professionals. We're talking about professionals here and the helping of professionals to achieve the maximum potential that they can in their lives. And that's really what is most satisfying to
me. I love that you're looking at this from the root up. You know, that we do need to have the training grounds if we're going to change the culture here in Canada.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing is really to expose young people. I think the most important thing, we all lament the fact that our audience appears to be older, but there's always a new supply of older people.
Right. I often think that.
Let's go back to the beginning. Yeah. These habits of a desire for classical music and for orchestral concerts are really cultivated at a very young age. And that's the reason we do concerts for K to 4 and 5 to 8 in November. And those are really vital connections. And I see a lot of orchestras coast to coast ending up with cookie cutter concerts because it's not convenient to have to invent and create and develop.
Sure.
So we've now taken a social context. So we have, for example, we're doing a concert on peace. We're doing a concert of about Beethoven and his I won't say his career, but how bullying affected his life.
Right.
And I mean, all
Smart.
Of those sorts
like
of
that.
Things are to connect. I'm working on a series in Montreal with my new old orchestra, Orchestre Classique de Montréal, formerly the McGill Chamber Orchestra.
Right.
And this will no doubt come to Hamilton, a set of concerts on climate change.
Right.
So, I mean, those are the sorts of things that we're looking at.
It's great.
Social issues.
I do see that, or social change or social justice, all great ideas to wrap music around. We did mention Fascinating Rhythm Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Burlington Performing Arts Center, which I think is going to be a great show this Thursday night.
Well, it's almost sold out, so if anybody wants to come, they better get their tickets now.
And I want to mention Brat Opera, the 5th anniversary, and this summer, Pop Opera, July 4th at First Ontario Concert Hall. La Boheme on the 18th, part of that series as well. So, like you say, bringing opera to Hamilton and it's needed at this moment.
Absolutely. No question.
And A Note for Every Grape, a summer after, this one must be getting close to sold out too.
Yes, there's a lot of great interest on this. This is a program that will take place at a winery that is Sue Ann Staff's estate winery in Niagara, and the orchestra will be fully involved, and it's an outdoor venue, and there are stations of different kinds of foods and wines and so on. So it's a very entertaining way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Everyone loves those type of events. July 7th, by the way, so it's coming
at 1 p.m.
Coming up pretty quickly. Is there a performance or two you want to underline since you are here?
Gosh, I mean, every single performance is from Sinatra to My Fair Lady to our Bond concert, a whole host of different to our two very special classical events that we call Connoisseur Classics with wine and cheese and pre-concert chats at this very beautiful concert hall on McMaster University campus called the L.R. Wilson Hall. Only seats 400 people, so that'll sell out very quickly and has a big stage so that it can accommodate a big orchestra. Every single concert really has... is special unto itself. So I would suggest go to the website.
Yeah.
Brottmusic.com, BROTTMUSIC.com, or give us a phone call, 905-525-SONG 7664. And we have actual people who answer the phones.
Well, what a novel idea. Concerts throughout the summer and then starting up again in October. Hamilton, Parry Sound, Burlington, and as you're hearing, some outdoor events as well. It is the Brat Festival, and I'll give it to you again, bratmusic.com, the place to visit. And there really is a show for everyone to enjoy here. And Boris, just what a pleasure. You're doing wonderful work and continuing to do wonderful work, and wonderful to have you on the program.
Thank you, Mark. And you are wonderful. So enjoying knowing you.
My goodness. All right, let's play a little Gershwin music. Act Now, by the way, the show's nearly sold out.